guys. Welcome to the Boom Tequila Podcast with your hosts. I'm Jody.
And I'm Erin.
Join us every Monday for entertainment and relationship-focused topics, music recommendations, and some fun, more personal topics in our Dish Bish segment at the end.
Today, we are going to talk about dating and when to take things to the next level, physically, specifically. So I have been actively dating over the last few years, some dates that led to relationships, a lot that didn't. And I've learned a lot about what I want, what I don't, and I've really had to think about what is right for me when it comes to sex and taking things to the next level. Now, everyone is different, so what works for me might sound awful to somebody else, but there are some grounding questions that I think are helpful that I've worked through that I think can be helpful for anyone who is just figuring out dating and limits and where they fall. So Jody and I are going to be talking about our relationships with sex, how those have evolved, how we've approached it, and we're going to walk through some question scenarios, as well as offer a little guidance and some questions that you can use to work through in figuring out what makes sense for you or just improving your relationship with sex.
Just a heads up, in this episode, we do touch on a couple of topics that could be sensitive or triggering for some people, including toxic purity culture messaging and sexual assault.
So, Jody, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, boy.
Can you talk about your approach to sex when you were dating and just kind of how that's evolved a little bit?
Yeah. So, I haven't actually dated in a long, long time, but my views and opinions on sex has definitely changed throughout the years as I've grown as a person. When I was dating, I was a lot younger and I was very much like, wait until you've been together for a few months, even. In my mind, I had to feel like this is a man that like I could eventually marry or be with forever. Like it had to be like this precious thing back then. Whereas now, I don't think it's that serious. I think like we're human and people are horny. And if you want to do it, then just do it. Like be safe. But like the waiting and the feelings and stuff is just kind of bullshit and it doesn't matter. Now, that being said, for me personally, if I were dating again, I still don't think I could just like have a one night stand or be casual with someone because I do get those feelings and I do get attached. That's something that's out of my control. So if I were to be single, I probably would still be not like wait 6 months like I was back then, but I would probably wait a few weeks and really get to know the person and know that like it was going to be something a little bit more serious. But that's just me. What about you?
Yeah. So I really actually probably haven't talked about this a whole lot on this podcast. But I grew up in a lot of religious spaces, Christian schools, youth groups, and church, all of that, which preached purity culture or this toxic messaging that puts a high value on the idea of virginity, as well as putting both the responsibility and blame for sex on women. So my relationship with sex has evolved a lot over the years. When I was younger, I thought that I was going to wait until I was married to have sex. I moved out when I was young, and not too long after being on my own, I was sexually assaulted. So at that point, the idea of being a virgin until I was married really just wasn't an option anymore. And at that point, my entire life, I had been receiving these messages that as a woman, this was the most precious thing and that it was my job to protect it and to save it for my future husband. Purity culture messaging constantly reinforces this idea that for women, our worth is tied to sex and virginity specifically. I know so many women who grew up doing these fucked up exercises where, I don't know if you ever did any like not in church spaces, because I know that purity culture was like everywhere when we were younger as millennials and still is, sadly. But these exercises where you would like wrinkle up a piece of paper and that was supposed to represent how after you have sex, you're like a wrinkled up piece of paper that can never be smooth and perfect again. You're used, you're not worth as much. and nobody wants to choose a piece of paper that's been wadded up. Like, that was the moral of the story. I don't think boys ever did these exercises, but
it's not.
We did a lot of them. Like, there was one word, tape, like just constantly repeating this kind of messaging. And it's so unhealthy, y'all. And I'll talk about, you know, that and where I am now later. But basically, yeah. So there I was, like, barely 17 and really just not able to process any of what had happened in a healthy way. A part of me thought that, you know, maybe it just didn't matter anymore, that I should just have sex, and like, I wasn't a virgin anymore, so like, maybe none of it matters now. And then another part of me felt like, well, maybe it doesn't count because it wasn't consensual. Maybe I would be able to find a husband who would be able to see past that, which I know that, again, even that is very rooted in like the purity culture messaging. But anyways, skip ahead a bit. I did eventually have sex consensually. And when I started out, though, this was really something more to do kind of like for fun, because I didn't really care about the whole virgin thing anymore. It was for fun. It was for excitement. And it was for the men that I was with. It wasn't something that I was personally really getting pleasure out of, which growing up in church spaces, honestly, I thought that was just how it was for women. So purity culture also teaches women that sex is something that you do for men, and that your satisfaction should be through knowing they are pleased with you. Very fucked up, yes. But sadly, these messages are still taught to women today. And I think it's relevant because to kind of share some of this, because I don't think I can be fully transparent about my relationship with sex without some of these elements that have shaped where I am today, which fortunately is in a much better, much healthier place. All right. So after all of that, I ended up then going back to church and being abstinent for several years. During that time, I also did a lot of therapy, a lot of healing work, a lot of personal development. And I also deconstructed fundamentalist Christianity and figured out more clearly what I want and how I want to approach sex and dating in general, just in healthier ways. Yeah. So now I would say I'm in a place where I do enjoy sex. I like sex. I think that sex should be pleasurable for everyone involved. And I also don't care about marriage anymore. So any weird ideas about that are out the window, because I don't, I'm not even interested in getting married regardless of sex. So yeah, I would say that's where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now that we've kind of given some background about that for us, we're going to walk through some other like questions. So casual sex, Jody, and you kind of talked about this and where you said you are now, but like, yay or nay for you?
For me personally, I don't think that it, like, if I was single, I don't think that I could do that, because I get attached, I get emotional. Like, even if I'm not getting pleasure out of it, I think I would still be attached. And so for me personally, I don't think I could, but for other people that can do it, yeah, absolutely. Like, I don't have any judgment for that. I think that's wonderful if you're getting something out of it as well.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense. For me, I would love to say yes here. I really would. But I have learned that at least for right now, I can't really do casual sex very well. I feel like one night stands are kind of never worth it, because as a straight woman, I know I've talked about this before, but your chances of getting much out of it from a pleasure aspect are pretty slim. And also, if it's great and then you just never see each other again, that kind of sucks. So it's like, if it sucks, that sucks. But if it's great and then it's like a one-time thing, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because for me, if it is good, then I'm going to have feelings and it's going to be really hard to remain chill and casual about it. Now, if it's bad, I don't get feelings. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. But like, if it's not good, I'm not going to like think I'm in love with you. But yeah, the last time that I tried to have a friends with benefits, I ended up dating the guy and meeting his parents. So that's how good I am at casual sex.
You tried.
I know. I do know women who love casual sex, though, and I love that for them. I wish I could have more chill about it. I'm just not there at this moment, you know, maybe down the road. But I do feel really good about figuring this out for myself, and at least knowing right now that it's not the right choice for me, because there was a, you know, actually with that last guy that I dated, like, I was trying to make it work. I was like, I want to be able to have casual sex. And I feel like you don't if it's not working for you, define it based on what does feel right for you and not what you think you should be doing or like just because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm not good at it at this point, but I love it if you can be. To be honest, I don't know a lot of women who have told me that they can do it well. I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm not saying they're not out there. I think it is a stereotype that, you know, sex makes you attached. But I also think there's a lot of messaging that makes women feel that way that probably plays into it. I don't personally know. I don't even know if I could think of any women who truly enjoy and are receiving pleasure from lots of casual sex.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple. Know
yeah.
But yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
That was random. So let us know if you are and what the trick is.
Yeah.
All right. Jody, so you've kind of talked about where you are now. Do you have any advice that you would give to people or want to add anything to where you're at now as your relationship with sex has evolved?
My advice would be get you a best friend that you can trust and will be honest with you and not just tell you what they think you want to hear. Also, if you're going into something, I know like in the beginning, it's really exciting and fun, but it's very important that you kind of step outside of it. And I know that this is kind of sucky, but you need to look at all the different scenarios, worst case scenario, best case scenario, and really look at what the possibilities, like what could come out of this situation. And if you're willing, if it's worth it to you to go through with it, even if it could end really badly, whatever that means, badly in that situation, if it's worth it, then you should do it because life's short and it could be better than you expect.
I agree. I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
For me, I think that maybe just kind of sharing like what I figured out for myself will be helpful to some people. So I would say that I've realized that where I'm at right now, I need to feel both physically and emotionally safe with someone before I have sex with them. And the reality is that that takes a little bit of time. So it's also important to me to be able to talk about sex and sexual health before having sex with someone. So for me, kind of defining what I want, you know, what are the needs, what are the wants, and then what are maybe some like deal breakers or like boundaries that I have, limits, whatever. Understanding those things really puts me in a better position to make healthy decision once I know what those things are. And that can change over time. But this is where I'm at like right now. And then all to that, I would add as far as like the don'ts, I would say that like, I don't want to have sex with someone who won't talk about sexual health or get tested or who doesn't want to use protection. Like those are hard limits. Like if that's a no for me. and that's honestly, I have cock blocked myself multiple times just with the condom thing. Like where I've gotten to the point where I thought like, you know, this could happen. And then they're like, oh yeah, I don't do condoms. Like, well, then I don't do you. That was a really cool way to word that. And yeah. It's funny because I feel like these are fairly basic things that I'm saying, you know, like you want to feel safe with someone, you want to feel like you're seen as human and you want to know that like physically things are going to be, that there's going to be protection and that you're able to talk about health. Like those are really very basic things that I'm saying, but sticking to them, I do, like I said, like I cock block myself left and right because men. The reality is most people want to just like kind of recklessly like hook up, and a lot of guys do want to just lead with sex like first date. And I think it's very commonplace now. I have to imagine that like that is kind of the norm now, that people are, the majority of people are having sex on the first date. Either that or men are really stupid to be continually approaching first date ideas as like, let's fuck. I don't know.
To each their own.
That was very rambly. Anyways, some other, I guess, advice that I did want to throw out there. One thing I think that it's important to note, especially if we have, I don't know who all of our listeners are, if we've got like younger listeners or just like listeners that maybe have never had sex before. So like if you have never had sex with your partner, I want to call out that there is no rush. I know we live in a society that kind of tells us like where things happen on TV, we see it like right away. And, or if you, I don't know. I know a guy that didn't lose his virginity until his 40s, you know, and I'm not saying that should be a goal. I'm just saying that like it happens at a different times for everybody and that that's okay. As long as you're making choices that are healthy for you. it is worth, especially if you're really, really young, like a teenager or younger, it is worth taking the time to figure out what you want, what is healthy for you, and to being educated a little bit before you start.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to say no, especially if you're feeling pressure. Sex will never, ever, well, sex will not ever bring you validation or healing or even make people like you more. So make sure that if you do want to have sex, you're doing it for the right reason.
And also don't be afraid to say yes. So once you've figured out what you want, it's okay to lean into new experiences. Having sex with someone is not losing anything. It is not taking away. It is not devaluing you in any way. It is simply gaining new experiences, as long as you're doing it, again, in healthy, consensual ways.
Yeah. And it's helpful if there's someone you trust who you can talk to.
We live in a society where there is a lot of pressure on women when it comes to sex. And so I just want to reiterate that your worth or value as a human is in no way impacted by who you have sex with. You are not any less if you've had sex with a lot of people. Sexual experiences do not in any way impact your worth. And a lot of times there's really not a right or wrong answer. It's just doing the best you can with where you are now and exploring lots of casual sex or needing a period of abstinence. Okay. Some questions that I think you can ask to help figure out what is right for you. I think when it comes to making decisions that are healthy, self-awareness is always so, so key. We are going to give you some questions, prompts that I think are really, really good for you to think about or even journal, especially if these are not things that you have previously thought about before. Because when you understand yourself better, you're in a much better position to make decisions that are going to serve you well. And I do think it's worth it to take the time to ask yourself questions when it comes to sex. Jody, do you want to tell us the first one?
What do you ultimately want? Is it a relationship, multiple relationships? Do you want casual sex and do you enjoy it?
What do you want and need to feel safe with someone physically?
What do you need to feel safe with someone emotionally?
What are things that you enjoy sexually?
Do you enjoy kink or want to explore anything there? How important is it to you in a sexual relationship?
What is important for you to talk about before you have sex with someone? For instance, sexual health, STI history would be a great one.
Do you have any personal limits that you need to talk about with a new partner? For instance, maybe condoms are a non-negotiable for you.
So there's certainly more questions and things that you can think about, but I do think those are good ones to get you started if this isn't something that you've given a lot of thought to. And I think it's not uncommon for it not to be something that we've given a lot of thought to, because as much as sex is prevalent in our society, it's not something that we tend to be very comfortable having open conversations about. There's still something a bit taboo about talking about sex openly. And I think there's so much value, like, in relationships, when you can talk about sex outside of the bedroom, it makes, you know, what happens in the bedroom a lot better when you can be open and have those conversations and have more communication about all the things. So, all right. Now, we're just going to go over a few scenario questions that either were sent in to us or a couple that I think I got on Reddit. But we're going to go through some scenarios. And just, Jody, do you want to give us the first one?
The first one is, should I have sex with my best friend? My best friend of several years knows that I am a virgin and has told me that if I want to, she'll have sex with me so I can lose my virginity. I've heard before that when you have sex with a friend, you can never see them the same way again. So I'm very conflicted as to whether or not I should do it with her. On one hand, I really do because I want to lose my virginity with someone I know because I'm not a very confident person. But on the other hand, I'm scared to lose this friendship. I don't know what to do.
That's a tough one. I think that on the one hand, the fact that it's a friend maybe makes it feel a little safer. And on the other hand, I'm thinking of myself. So this is going to be biased through my lens. Like if I'm already like emotionally close and there's enough like sexual tension there that like I'm saying like, yeah, we could hook up. First of all, are you really just friends?
That was kind of my thought.
You know what I mean? Like, is it really just, it's clearly not 100% platonic, right?
Yeah.
If that's on the table, which is fine. I am all for, you know, customizing relationships and the whatever way works for you. But for me, if I'm already emotionally close to someone and there's sexual tension and you add physical intimacy, it is going to change the relationship. That could be worth it.
Yeah.
Could be worth it. But if you want to keep the relationship intact platonically and there's not sexual tension, she's just like, I guess I'll let you stick it in. Like, I don't know. That seems weird though. I can't imagine. Right? That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Now, granted, I haven't been single for a long time, but like, I don't know of any guy friend that I had when I was that it was just like, yeah, you can stick it in me. Like, I know that's just not a thought that crossed my mind unless like with just a guy friend. So part of me kind of wonders if she sees him as a little bit more than a friend or wants there to be more. Also, I feel like it will change your friendship no matter what. I don't know. Maybe not. I could be wrong. It's happened once or twice, but I feel like it will change your friendship.
What would change it in the sense that it's no longer just platonic? You're adding an element that is sexual to the relationship.
Yeah.
By default, that is a change in the relationship. But yeah, I don't know. I would say have a serious conversation with the friend about it and talk through all of that shit that we just said and get the answer straight from the source and then figure out what is best for both of you guys. That's what I would do. Because if you can't talk about sex, you shouldn't be having it.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Next one. Should I have sex on the first date? I have been dating 19 female, have been dating my online boyfriend, 21 male, for about 9 months. We met through mutual friends. I'm meeting him finally next week, and all my friends have been telling me not to have sex with him when I first meet him for the first time because of past abusive relationships that I've had. I'm not sure how I feel about this because I do really love him and I want to make that connection when I meet him, but my friends are really concerned for me. Any advice?
Have you and him talked about having sex? Like, I don't know. They've been technically dating for 9 months. I don't understand why not. Why not have sex?
I agree. I think,
yeah.
While I normally don't have sex on the first date, I also don't normally do online relationships. If you've already been dating someone for 9 months and like you're emotionally connected, you've probably been FaceTiming, whatever, then yeah, it's technically your first date in person, but no, I'd say go for it. My only red flag in this is that she's saying her friends are telling her not to. Her friends are concerned because of past abusive relationships. And I want to know what the friends are concerned about and what that has to do with any of this, because to me, that is a signal that potentially the friends see this guy as potentially abusive and they're worried that she's going to fall into some sort of like old pattern.
Yeah, I feel like they're connecting something that this guy has said or done to her past relationships, and they're worried that she's going to fall into old patterns with him. So that's concerning. But like, if everything's fine, then just fuck him. Like, who cares? I don't know. Yeah.
Get it in.
Also, men can be abusive whether you're fucking them or not. Like,
that's very true.
It has nothing to do with the other.
That's true.
So, yeah. Okay. Casual sex struggles. I love being single, but I really miss sex and have been craving physical touch, kissing, cuddling, and sex. I want casual sex to work for me, but I continue to find it really hard to orgasm with casual partners that I don't really know very well. But if I know someone better, then it doesn't really feel very casual. I want to be able to have pleasurable sexual experiences with no strings attached, and it seems most other people can do. Is there something wrong with me? No, there's nothing wrong with you. I think that's probably more typical, but you don't hear the people talking about that. You don't hear them talking about the typical stuff. You hear them talking about how great it is or how shitty he was or whatever. It's never like the just sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. I think also that we tend to hear like people who are having casual sex, they do tend to talk about it in a positive way. I know I was talking to a girlfriend who's like, I prefer casual sex. And when I was asking her more questions about it, I was like, do you feel like your needs are being met through that? She's like, what do you mean? Like, not really, but it's something. And I was like, do you feel like, are you getting off? She was like, honestly, no. And I was like, what? Because I was just trying to understand, because casual sex hasn't worked for me. Like, I was trying to basically just understand, like, I don't know where she was coming from with on enjoying it. And and she was kind of like, I don't know. I think it's just for her, at least I got the impression it was kind of like she probably did want more, but that wasn't working. So this was something.
Right.
I guess. Yeah. And not that that's necessarily wrong if you're not like if you are fine with that. But I also think it's okay to want more. I think it's okay And I feel like I kind of talked about this a little bit in my stuff, but like being able to identify and say, like, you know, I do want, because I'm in some ways in the same boat with this. Like, I would love to be able to have casual sex and no strings attached, just be like so chill and cool about it. Like, that sounds great. But, you know, at the end of the day, I do want deeper connection and intimacy and cuddling and things like that that you don't have with just like a one night stand. And so,
Amanda, treat you like a human.
Amanda, treat you like a human. And I think it's okay to say that. I think it's okay to say that you want more, or that like those are things that are important to you. And I don't think there should be any shame in that. Just like I don't think there should be any shame if you do want casual sex and that's all you want. I think that figuring out what you want puts you in a position to approach it from a healthier place, regardless of what it is. And I don't think you should be ashamed of whatever that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So no, I don't think there's anything wrong with you. And I think that you should figure out what you want and then do that. All right, last question. Did we ruin the friendship? I hooked up with a guy friend thinking I would be chill about it and that we could just stay friends, but also have sex just like here and there. Well, now I can't stop thinking about him and blowing up his phone, and I'm worried it's going to ruin the friendship. I can feel him pulling away a bit, and it makes me more anxious, and then it makes me feel like I just need to try harder to get his attention, which I feel like is maybe only going to make things worse, but I don't know what to do.
I would back off. I would definitely back off. And maybe, I don't know, do you think like bring it up to him and be like, hey, am I like pushing too hard? Like, do you want me to back off? I don't know. Is it weird to have a conversation about it?
I am always for conversations. I personally would rather over communicate and communicate about everything, even really awkward and uncomfortable stuff, than like play. I don't think you play it safe by not communicating. To me, playing it safe means like, hey, I know this is super awkward and maybe we're not supposed to talk about it, but I'd rather talk about it to be safe.
But also I feel like guys can be weird about it and not able to communicate well, and he might be like, oh no, it's fine, but like really it's not.
But that's on him. You don't have control over what he says and how he responds.
That's true. Absolutely.
You only have control over what you do. So I would ask him about it and I would back off, because what it sounds like to me is this man is triggering an anxious attachment wound or like some sort of attachment thing.
Yeah.
And when someone triggers that in us, it's not a healthy thing and it's not chemistry. It's usually a red flag.
Absolutely. So no matter what, back off for sure. Because your intuition is not, like, your gut doesn't lie to you. And your gut's telling you that you're doing too much. And you are.
Okay. That's the end of that section. So now it's time for Joe Jam, where we throw out new music that's out or what we've been listening to this week. Jody, what do you have?
I have been listening to Cody West, and the song is called Circles. It came out like a year ago. He's kind of like not really a well-known artist, but check it out. It's a good one. What about you?
Awesome. And I have, actually, there's a couple that have recently come out. The Doja Cat, Attention, and then, I forget exactly what it's called. I think it's like Barbie World or something. That new one with Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice from the Barbie movie. But
it's a new one? Doja put out new music? Nice.
Doja Cat, yes.
Nice.
Like the music, she put out like a music video that just came out, at least as the recording of this. It'll be out for a minute by the time it comes.
I can't tell if I love how weird she is now or am kind of scared of it.
I know.
Okay.
The one thing I want to say, though, is if this had been 2007, she'd be in a conservatorship.
Yeah, she would. Absolutely.
You know, now granted, like I know Britney Spears like did the baseball bat thing and like had some other things, but a lot of the stuff that Britney did, just like shaving her head and stuff, now is seen as like just part of the. And I'm not saying Doja Cat should have a conservatorship. I'm just saying, like, I think people were way too hard on Britney.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
All right, guys. And now it's time to dish fish.
You said a dish fish.
Yeah. So in this part, this is like my favorite part, probably. We just answer like spicy questions or do games, and it's really fun. So sticking with the theme for today, we're keeping it sexual. In Dish Mish today, we have a few spicy questions and some pick ones. First up, we have a few questions actually from our listeners. I often try to avoid some of the like spicier questions on IG. I'll do some here and there, but like we get some weird ones. Anyways,
I'm sure.
These aren't that weird, actually. So
okay.
I probably could answer these on IG, but whatever. We're going to dive in and answer them here. And maybe you'll see them on IG if I have time and remember to do it. All right. Question number one. What do you think about public proposal?
Gross. Don't propose. Just don't get married. No, I'm kidding. Public proposals. I don't know. I don't feel either. Like, I just don't care either way. Like, I see all these TikToks and videos of like people proposing at concerts, or like I was watching a TikTok where it was Ko Wetzel. People were at a meet and greet with him and they proposed right in front of him. And it's like, you think he gives a shit about you guys? And like, you're proposed. It's stupid. Like, I can.
So stupid. I'm
it's sorry. So stupid. Isn't that dumb? Like, people think of these things like, oh my God, Ko Wetzel, he doesn't give a shit. He's ready for you to get the fuck out of there so he can get move on. And like at concerts, like, cool.
But I feel like they just did that so that it would go like viral or something, like,
yeah,
and get attention for it. Like, I don't know. First of all, I agree. Just don't propose. It's it's embarrassing. Like, public proposals, I think, are embarrassing. But
yeah.
I also am not a big fan, especially in like dating relationships, of big showy things in general, yeah, or like big like public showy, any of that. So no, I would not want to get married. But if I were going to get married, or just like, you know, proposing, I don't know, something that wasn't marriage, I would rather it be like a more private, like intimate, like sweet thing than like big or flashy or showy or like public.
Yeah, you can do it in public, but not like a crowded like restaurant or something. Like when people go and do it on the beach by themselves or something like that, or like do it, you know, out in the field, or like, I don't give a shit. But like doing it when there's a big crowd of people is just so ick to me and gross.
I would feel embarrassed too. And then if I didn't want to say yes, then it's like so much pressure. It's so awkward. Now I'm like, well, shit, do I publicly humiliate you in front of everyone, or just what, say yes?
like just sucks. Kidding later.
Well, yeah, it's not for me. But then there's some people that probably love it, so just know your audience.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Name a non-sexual thing a guy does that turns you on, or that is a turn on.
This is like my new love language or whatever, like remembering things, little details, small little details are huge to me.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mine,
what's yours?
Is when they see women as humans, which you'd think would be like, so many guys are like, the majority of guys do that. They don't. I will tell you right now, the majority of guys that I run into don't. From the female experience, it does not seem as though the majority do. And I haven't met many women who would disagree with me. So when it's clear that a guy actually sees you as a human first and isn't just leading with like, one fuck, you know?
Yeah, I know.
All right. Question number three. What is a non-sexual body part that turns you on?
Ooh, a man's back. I've always thought the back was so hot. I actually have. So like, I'm so sentimental and love. I've got all kinds of like home videos and stuff. And I have a home video with one of my exes, and I'm like probably 15 or 16. And I'm talking to him about like how sexy his back is. That's like always been my thing.
So you want to peg a dude?
No, I don't want to peg a dude. I just think their back is sexy.
I don't know why I said that.
That'd be good. What's yours?
Mine, I would say arms, but especially like the forearms and like hands. Like if a guy has like bigger like forearms, and it's just like
with tattoos on them,
very sexy. Yes.
On their arms. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. how old do you think someone should be when they get married?
I think you should at least be in your 30s. I feel like your 20s, you should be having fun and enjoying life and not sticking with one person. And I feel like 29 at the earliest, if that's really what you want to do. I feel like by 29, you'll know, like, if you really want to get married.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I still thought that I would one day when I was 29.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I because I don't think it was really until the last like few years that I as when I like deconstructed like some of the religious stuff and other things that I realized like I really don't care about that.
Yeah.
But then again, you can always get divorced.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You sure
I
can.
honestly, I think that marriage is unnecessary in general. And I think that we put too much pressure around it.
It lets us feel like insurance stuff and like.
Yeah, but I think you can get insurance now without it. And I get it. Like if you're gonna have kids and I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say like nobody should get married, but I think honestly, I think at least like 25, because isn't your brain not fully developed? At whatever age like your brain is fully developed, I think it'd be great to wait until then. But if you want to have, I don't know, honestly, just do it whenever you want and
Yeah.
have like a prenup or something. And
No, don't do it in your early 20s. Enjoy
yeah.
your 20s. You're not going to enjoy them if you're married.
Well, but if you're wanting to have, like, there are people, there, believe it or not, that like really want to have like children and like family life and start as early as possible. And I think if that is really what you want, that, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just know that you'll
You do
probably
you,
get
boo.
divorced
Go
or want
fucking
to, or wish
crazy.
you could get divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the hard part for women is a lot of women that do get married really young tend to be, or rather, if they become stay-at-home moms or become financially dependent, that's where they start to feel really stuck in the relationships, and those can be the hardest ones to get out of. And that's really the unfortunate part. But all right, that's a downer. So question number five, do you get jealous easily in relationships?
When I was in my early 20s and like when I was younger, I did. Not anymore. I don't care.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I don't think that. No, I don't. I don't think that I have this issue in particular very much. I can get maybe a little bit insecure at times, and I like a lot of communication, but I don't get really jealous about like other relationships.
No.
So, all right. Now we have a few pick ones,
No.
and that'll be it. Okay, pick one. Morning or evening sex?
Evening.
Same. I mean, I'll take either, but.
Yeah.
No eye contact during sex or no noise.
No eye contact.
Yeah, I like
Because sometimes I don't want you looking at me anyway.
oh, like when they go down on you and stare at you.
Yeah, don't do that,
No,
guys.
don't do that. Some girls like it, but it's a little
Ugh.
it creeps me out. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Eye contact can be really sexy,
Yeah.
but I'm gonna agree and go with the no noise.
Yeah.
If like you had to pick one. Shower sex or hot tub?
I know a lot of people are think this is gross, but I feel like hot tub just because I feel like it's easier to do
Yeah, you can't get pregnant in a hot tub. I'm kidding.
it.
I'm kidding, guys. As you can get pregnant still. No, I would say same. I think shower sex can be a little bit awkward. I think it's a little
Yeah.
overrated, and I'm not against it, but yeah, I would say hot tubs.
Same
Plus,
hot
I've
tub.
had sex in a shower. I don't think I've ever had sex in a hot tub,
Just like
so
sit on the side of the hot tub.
switch it up.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll love this one. Sexy time, and you have to use baby talk, or he does.
No. Ugh. If it's got to be me or him, it's got to be me because if I hear him doing it, we're not having sexy time. It's not happening. That's so gross to me.
One of both of our like biggest icks.
it's
And I'm gonna have to agree. I can probably deal with like I don't know how I would do that. Like try to get through embarrassing myself, and
gosh.
I don't know. But like, yeah, if I hear the guy baby talking, it's over.
It's
It's
over. Absolutely
done.
not.
Like the whole relationship is done. You can't
Done.
handle it at all. If it is no.
So gross.
Anything outside of like they are joking, and even then, I don't want to hear it
Even then,
anytime
no.
that's even remotely
Nope, that's not okay.
total mood killer.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, jail.
Straight to jail.
Calling the cops.
Yes.
I feel like cops probably use baby talk when they fuck.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
It's
see
really
that.
random.
It is really random. Would you rather? Last question. Have average sex every day or great sex twice a month?
great sex twice a month. Average is average. And yeah. I like great. I'm striving for exceptional. Great.
Yeah, I agree. Twice a month. If it was any less than that, I'd really be more on the fence. But mm-hmm. I could. Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
What if it was like once a year?
Once Those a year.
Terrible options.
Oh my God.
Then I'd probably go with average every day, but that's a shitty option.
I'm just getting still getting
I just get another partner.
Oh my God.
All right, guys. On that beautiful note, like, subscribe, follow, rate, give us a review, and leave a written review if you can and you made it this far. It does help, and it's something you can do to support that is free. And we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.